Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to a candid conversation on the Direct Impact podcast. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
We're having a candid conversation about what today?
So this is episode 310, data collection and analysis paralysis. Being paralyzed by the decision to the point where we're not willing to take in maybe new information or really absorb, you know, past information and really sit with that to inform our next decisions.
Yeah. So like when I think of that in context with season 7, and I think about it in the context of betrayal trauma, I think a lot of partners, and again, kind of depending on their personality, like their design, how they cope with stress. They can get definitely bogged down in analysis paralysis, trying to find out not just what have they been living with, what have they been exposed to, but trying to find out more about maybe their partner's disease and trying to figure that out in hopes that maybe, again, they can create a predictable pattern moving forward in their life or, you know, have a relationship maybe where there's not bombs dropped on them every day. So I think about that too. Yeah.
I think also too, like when you bring that up, there's to me, like just when you say researching the disease, it's kind of like making sense of this situation that doesn't seem to make any sense, right? It's like, was there any point where I could have caught this pattern? Was it my fault, you know, even as a betrayed partner? Was it, you know, how was it all their fault, you know, in all of this? And I think it's hard because even though you are taking in this information, it's a lot. You're flooding yourself with so much at one time.
And that's where that term analysis paralysis comes in, because it's like you are taking in so much information and trying to make it relevant to your situation. It's not. Most of it is not relevant to your situation. You are a unique individual. Your relationship is unique. I'm not saying that you might not get or gain some valuable insights, but we're looking for insights over information. And we're looking to come to a place where you know what's happened to you based on your instincts and your intuition and your feelings, not because of the data that you're collecting.
No, because I think too, like I in my own sessions, you know, I say like headspace where we think of the logic and reasoning, then heart space is where emotions and feelings, and then gut. So I'm helping people like connect all three of them.
That's
like, you know, feelings say this, but you're getting flooded up here in logic. And now gut's kind of confused of like, wait, I feel this, but you're telling me this other information. So now we're like stuck in this limbo of like a paralysis, right? Mm-hmm. Of what do we do? What is the right move? Mm-hmm. And so then we start to doubt, I think, especially a betrayed partner starts to doubt, what is the right decision for me and those around me?
And it can take them further away from knowing what is real. I mean, I'm sorry, if you've been getting misinformation fed to you for sometimes decades from somebody, and then you're going to go to the internet, you're going to get more misinformation. And
yeah,
and I'm sorry, like that's not the place to go to get the truth. If you're a seeker of truth, go with your gut.
Right.
Because you're not going to find truth in your recovering addict, not right away. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to find truth on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so if you're seeking this out to try to be like, gosh, I feel like I've been taking crazy pills and I don't want to feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. Please don't go to the internet for that.
Right. Yeah. Cause I think of two things that come up or like,
and don't go to your partner for that.
That too. Yeah. Cause I think like, even when you say internet and partner, to me causes like the echo chamber, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, I'm still just getting the same information, but we have to break out of the echo chamber to see, okay, dissecting it a little bit of like, is this truth? What's really informational and what's not? And then I also think of our own belief systems as the betrayed or betrayer, you know, going against the belief systems that we have, whether it's conscious or not, and how that's difficult to like test that and to wrestle with it. Like you said, like, am I taking crazy pills? Like, okay, if I break that open, what does that mean? Now I need to shake up a belief system that I've been living with for who knows how long.
A belief system about self.
Yeah.
A belief system that, I mean, most of us believe we can trust our reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why would we ever not trust our partners? Mm-hmm. Why would we ever not, you know, trust the reality that we are in? So what we see, what we observe, what we hear, what we notice is real. Mm-hmm. But when there is a discovery, all that's blown to smithereens. And I think that people, you know, when that happens, people try to cope with it by, you know, putting the pieces back together, but mm-hmm. they're trying to get that data from two very faulty sources.
Right.
So like the internet, faulty source, mm-hmm. You're gonna get a lot of poor and misinformation mm-hmm. out there. And the other option, frankly, is to go to your partner, and you're going to get faulty misinformation there. I mean, that's, you know, you're going to the disease that created this to begin with to try to seek healing.
Right.
And so like, yeah, like it's going to be a disaster.
Because so then I think a question that comes up for me, like when you talk about the sources, what are some like green flags to look for an appropriate source, especially if obviously if we're not going to go to our partner, you know, we may feel shame about that going to friends or family or, you know, just outsiders. So obviously we're going to go on the internet because it's safe, right? It's just me looking at this. So what would be some things for betrayed partners out there to say, hey, this is actually a good source to look at, not this or that.
Yeah. And so, there are two organizations that I'm associated with that I trust for information regarding trauma, and ITAP, IITAP is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm certified through them as a CSAT, sex addictions therapist, certified sex addictions therapist. And I think they also have a list of resources that can be very helpful.
Yeah.
There's also a list of assessments and things that you can take that, again, says, this is what's happened to me.
Right.
You're going to the right place to get data and information about what has happened to you and what now does your brain look like and why now are you operating a different way, you know, in early trauma recovery. I think SASH is another organization I'm affiliated with, and I really like the work that they do around sexuality and addiction. I also believe that there are CSATs out there specializing in working with both the active or recovering addict and the betrayed partner. I'm one. I work with two other clinicians that specialize in that in my private practice at Resolve Strategies. We've got a great resource on our website that lists out like a bunch of great books. And so, I mean, like for our listeners, that's where I would direct them. That website's Resolve Strategies, Inc. resolveStrategies.com, resolveStrategies.com. And if you just go under resources, you're going to find this podcast. You're also going to find a lot of books on the topic and other topics as well. So, I mean, I think there are definitely reliable sources, but if you're just going to go to the internet and search, there's a lot of danger there to get misinformation. The places I'm directing you to, you're going to hear the same information differently, perhaps, but you're going to get the same information over and over. Because it is really in once discovery happens and your world blows up, you are desperate for guidance. But oftentimes it just leads to more like trauma, you know, reenactment, where it's like you're getting more and more misinformation, just like you did from your addict. And it's very re-traumatizing. It's very damaging. It's very hurtful, and it delays your recovery process. So like, yeah, I try to caution people against going down that road of seeking out information from partner and internet and going to some more reliable sources.
So for somebody who, because I see it, you know, with my clients and even friends, like who are more data driven, you know, who want to have that hard evidence, you know, I like to review stuff, read stuff. What would you like, I guess, suggest for those types of individuals, you know? Pause, go to therapy, you know, what would be the best course for that?
Well, I think therapy is a required ingredient. It just needs to be, again, someone who understands sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity, betrayal trauma, narcissistic personalities, attachment theory, all of these family systems, addiction, all of these things. So you want to make sure that you're going to a qualified professional that specializes in these things. Otherwise, again, you're going to get more misinformation. So I think that's a good place to start. I think a 12-step program is a great place to start too, because guess what? Y'all are all working from the same book, and that's great. You know, everybody has different stories and different feedback, but you're working from the same literature, which I think can create a feeling of safety and stability. And so I don't know if that helps, but it's like, I just caution you against seeking like, I don't know, information for the sake of information. There's a defense mechanism and a trauma response, which is that over intellectualization. And we talked about it in a previous episode pretty recently. And I think when you go down that path, it actually takes you further away from healing. And so again, I just caution people against just doing this like deep dive on the internet to find out what has happened to you, because it's not going to give you the answers. You know, what Mary just said about, you know, working in therapy to connect your gut and your heart, you know, and your mind, like that work matters, because that's where all the good information lives. You know, emotions are information. Feelings are information. Your gut instincts is information. It's your brain right now that you can't trust. But if you really allow everything else to filter through and digest, you can come up with quote unquote the truth and find your reality again.
Now, I like that you bring up like that approach of, you know, feelings and gut, because like you said earlier, you know, when we're seeking out that information, this is also information, internal information. It may feel uncomfortable to receive this information, right? Our body doesn't like it. We may feel tension. We may feel overwhelming emotion, but it's still information for us to take in and to apply to what we find out there online. You know, it's neither this intellectualization of that's A plus A is the reason why I'm acting this way. Okay, but what else is going on inside? You know, were you already dysregulated at this point? Were you, was the gut instinct there to say, oh, that wasn't a good thing for me to seek and look at in the internet or talk to my partner? And that's why I'm already feeling these big feelings, you know? So I think that's important for listeners too, to recognize that yes, there's information externally, but take in the internal stuff too. And
I have really adopted, and y'all, if you're an OG, you've heard me say this a time or five, probably on this podcast, but information does not equal transformation. Yeah. Information doesn't always even equal an insight. Mm-hmm. So, like, be mindful of that. Is that if that's the only source,
right.
Like, if that's all you're trying to do is to seek information to help you heal, mm-hmm. The healing will not occur. Right. Like, it happens from within.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I also think, too, like, with belief systems, like, if you think of it, too, we're also looking for biases when we start seeking out information from our partners, from the internet, from maybe these outside sources, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to only look through the lens of what fits, how I'm feeling, how these beliefs are coming up, that they're a bad person, I'm a bad person. When if we looked at everything with both, kind of like more of an open lens, right, we can mm-hmm. see, oh, wait, we both kind of maybe play a part in our own ways to this relationship.
Yeah, it brings up a few things for me. And one mm-hmm. is the importance of a group, 12-step mm-hmm. program yeah. and group process, because you have blinders on,
right.
and there's still a lot of denial, and there's still like a need to protect the perpetrator. Because mm-hmm. if you're protecting them and carrying their shame, then you don't feel, that you have been like involved in it or bamboozled yeah. and things yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. So I think group process is so important, again, to filter information. Yeah. It's like if you have been betrayed, you have learned not to trust your gut instincts. Mm-hmm. You have learned not to trust your heart mm-hmm. and your feelings and your embodied emotions. So they're not being utilized. That's a part of a therapeutic right. process to restore that. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, it occurs to me, the most important thing is to be getting that through a group conscious, through a group effort, so that you can see that happening in like the collective.
Right.
Because at that point, you still can't connect to all those other parts of self, but you can connect to others. Right. And they say that like there is no recovery outside of relationship. Mm-hmm. The problem with that for betrayed partners is if you've been wounded, the last thing you want is another relationship. Right. But there is no recovery outside of it. So yeah, you got to do the 12-step programs. You got to do the therapy. You got to do the groups, because that's where trust in self and others is restored. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there any other, if not 12 steps, but other forms of support groups for betrayed partners? You know, what is out there as a resource?
Yeah, there are quite a few resources. And again, where I go to for those is ITAP. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to those independent websites. And there are a few support groups for betrayed partners, the partners of compulsive sex addicts. And so go there and then go to those independent sites and see if there's any either in your area or any being offered virtually that might work with your schedule. I recommend people do 90 meetings in 90 days. Mm-hmm. Really not. I mean, I think that's important because we know that recovery starts in that relationship. But also because you're trying to figure out what works for you, what you like, mm-hmm. what you don't like, what works with your schedule, all of these things. So I think the people who commit to 90 meetings in 90 days, then again, have the data that they need mm-hmm. to make decisions moving forward. Yeah. So it really is important that you're collecting data. Mm-hmm. You just got to collect it from the right places,
right.
and spaces. And so what we're trying to invite you to is an opportunity to collect data from the right spaces and places so that you can begin a process of healing instead of going down a rabbit hole that takes you further away from yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And I think this is helpful to just provide all these resources. We'll put them on our show notes too.
Yeah.
Easy links for everybody.
Yeah. Easy links. If you want to see some meetings that we really recommend, they're going to be in the show notes. So guys, scroll down, check out those meeting links and, see what you like and what you don't like. There's good data there.
Yep.
Thanks guys. Appreciate you. See you next week.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.
Hello.
Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.